It is another month and another episode of Sound Advice with Doug Leonard. And Doug, I cannot believe that we are almost out of the summer months.
It's fun. I like fall. I like football. I like change in season, but yeah. I wish the sun would stay up a little bit longer. And, you know, and that means snow is going to be coming before you know it.
That's right. Exactly. We don't want to get there quite yet.
No.
But the thing is, you know, once summer is here, once summer is gone, it's gone until next summer. And that's kind of what with this, I didn't realize that this was something that happens within your body, but we have little hairs inside of our ears that we can lose those, and those are very, very important.
They are important, and they're not actually hairs. They call them hair cells,
gotcha.
But they're nerves, and so they pick up different pitches, and we have what are called inner hair cells and outer hair cells. They each serve different purposes, but, you know, this kind of topic kind of came up from an article that we posted on Facebook. It was from the BBC, actually, and it was sort of an idea that you once you lose it, it's gone forever. It's permanently gone. And they kind of referenced the idea if we have muscle, you know, maybe we lifted weights in high school or college and then we quit doing that for a while, we can build that muscle back up. You
right.
know, you can regenerate that. But with our hearing, it's typically not like that. With our hearing, once we lose it, unless it's a what we call conductive hearing loss, but once we lose our hearing, it's permanently gone. They don't have pills or genetic therapy right now that allow us to regenerate the nerves in our ear. So we really need to be careful with our most precious sense, which I think is hearing.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what I thought was interesting too, if folks want to check out this post, it is on your Facebook page, the levels when you're at a concert, like, you know, you could be at a concert for hours on end, but the damage really actually starts immediately.
It does, and it's just a time-volume trade-off. I mean, the louder the sound is, the less time you can be around it. So, you know, if it's moderate noise, if it's not terribly loud, you know, you know, like OSHA, for example, keeps track of workplace noise exposure, and they have a 85 dB threshold generally. So if you're around 85 dB, you can do that for 8 hours. If it's 90 dB, might be 4 hours or whatever. The louder it gets, the less time you can be around it before that exposure permanently damages those hair cells in our inner ear.
Wow. So you definitely have to watch for that. Of course, if you're not quite for sure where your hearing is at or may suspect that your hearing may not be as it used to be, they definitely want to give you a call.
Absolutely. They should check in with us to measure and find out what their thresholds are right now, get a good baseline hearing evaluation. And then obviously a way to protect our hearing is use hearing protection, whether that's generic earplugs, whether that's earmuffs, or we make custom hearing protection for people for different applications, whether that's hunting or shooting, motorcycles, even sleep plugs. If you happen to have a significant other who snores loudly, we can make custom sleep plugs for them.
So if you're wondering about any of that, you can contact Doug and his staff at ASI. You can do that either through their Facebook page or give them a call at 792-5933. You've been listening to Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from Audiological Services of Iowa.